I'm Pete Sweeney, and this is your Arrowhead update for Monday, August 10th. We got BJ Kissel back here today after a weekend in Canton. BJ, it was a shorter practice today, that 10-10-10 format that Andy Reid introduced this camp.
Yeah, it was a pretty competitive practice yesterday, so the guys got a little bit of a break, a little bit shorter of a practice. They were not in pads today, weren't getting after it. They'll go back after that tomorrow, but it was good for the guys to get a little bit of a break, go through, get some of that 10-10-10 done, and get some good work in today.
One thing I know Chiefs Kingdom will be excited about is that wide receiver Chris Conley back on the field today.
Yeah, it was the first time he's practiced throughout training camp, so it was good to see him back out there. Again, they weren't in pads, so there's only so much you can do. It's an encouraging sign that he's back out on the field, working some with the first team offense, but again, we get the pads on tomorrow, we'll see how he does. Coach Andy Reid said that he's non-committal whether he'll play on Saturday. He's got to see how the rest of this week progresses, but again, it's a great sign to get him back on the field. We saw what he could do at OTAs. It's really exciting.
You mentioned Coach Andy Reid. He spoke after practice, and yes, there is a game on Saturday, and that's very exciting, but it's been an exciting few days for Chiefs Kingdom and the fact that Will Shields went into the Hall of Fame. I know you were there, but let's look at what Andy Reid had to say after practice about Will Shields' induction today.
I want to put just a word out for Will Shields and congratulations to him and his family, not only for myself, but from the organization. What a great honor that is. And he did a heck of a job on his speech. I'm proud of him, man. Offensive lineman, you know, smart guys. I always keep saying that, but, you know, he did a great job with it.
BJ, you were actually in Canton for the ceremony. What was that experience like?
It was surreal. I mean, a guy that played his entire career with the Chiefs, everything he's done for the Kansas City community. I mean, everybody knows Will Shields' story by now, but it was pretty cool. And then the party afterwards was really fun because all of his former teammates came back. There were so many guys there to put them all in one room. And these guys keep in touch throughout the year, some of them more than others, but it was great to see them all together. Carl Peterson, Dick Vermeil were back. And then you see guys like Willie Rofe and Casey Wegman, Priest Holmes and Dante Hall and Trent Green. There's so many guys that were back. It was cool to see them all get together and celebrate Will. And I had a chance to catch up with a couple of the guys, and they couldn't have been more complimentary of Will, not just what he did on the field for the Chiefs, but who he was off the field and how much he helped everybody and just how great of a guy he really was.
Yeah, anytime a Chiefs player goes into the Hall of Fame, that's reason for celebration. Good to hear that they had fun in Canton. For Monday, August 10th, this has been your Arrowhead Update. He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney.